is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new batch of American troops on the move soon to the southern border, just as President Trump promised at his inauguration. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon will begin deploying up to 1,500 active duty troops in the coming days. The order will be signed by the acting defense secretary. The Homeland Security Department is also preparing to begin targeted raids in cities with high numbers of undocumented immigrants.
The Justice Department directing federal prosecutors now to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of tougher enforcement of immigration laws. CBS Chicago's Andrew Ramos.
Chicago Police Department leadership issued a statement reminding the public that it will not assist federal immigration authorities with enforcement action as part of the current municipal code, adding in part, as always, we will continue to enforce the law if a crime occurs, regardless of the citizenship status of those involved.
The White House today sidelined staffers detailed to the National Security Council and effectively paused the country's refugee program. And CBS's Natalie Brand tells us.
In a new memo obtained by CBS News, the Trump administration has instructed federal agencies to cancel any diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and close DEI offices.
Our country is going to be based on merit again. Can you believe it?
By 5 o'clock today, all employees working in those roles are to be notified that they will be placed on paid leave as the administration seeks to shut down DEI programs.
On social media, President Trump today urged Vladimir Putin to make a deal to end the war in Ukraine or face tariffs. At least four deaths are blamed on the band of snow that paraded through the deep south. CBS's Skylar Henry says it's closed some highways and knocked out power.
This is absolutely crazy.
8 inches in the New Orleans area Tuesday was three times the city's previous snowfall record. Even with closed streets and crews clearing the roads that are open, many drivers ended up stuck in snowbanks. In Alabama, Mobile's 7.5 inches broke the all-time snowfall record.
Now to Southern California, where fire officials expect some rain moving in, and the emphasis now is on clearing debris in the destruction zone. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We have missing person detectives assisted by our homicide bureau who are still looking for our community members who have not been located yet.
Checking Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 100 points. The S&P is ahead 45 points. And the NASDAQ is up nearly 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Unusually cold temperatures are expected to rise with mid-30s by the weekend and maybe 40s next week. Snow is possible for some areas today and tonight, with more details coming up in the forecast. Racine leaders are proposing a 4-year extension to the Hotel Vernant Tax Incremental Financing Agreement. It's due to lower-than-expected downtown tax revenues. The Racine County Eye reports the restructured deal would extend a $3 million payment plan through 2034. There was a water main break at the post office building in Burlington last night. Water crews were called in to assist, potentially causing mail delays in Racine County today. Two seats on the Racine County Board are open, with applications to take those seats due by next Friday. The openings are in Districts 14 and 18. To qualify, you gotta be 18, a U.S. citizen, and live in the district you want to represent. Marcus Theaters is honoring Bob Uecker by screening Major League at select theaters. That does include the cinema in Sturtevant. And tonight, there's a hotly contested basketball battle on WRJN. We'll have pregame starting at 6:30 for the contest between Racine Lutheran and Racine Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall. The final 76-59. A big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much. in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a seven-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. The very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Said this song wrote itself. He didn't think it'd be a hit. Grammy for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and the title track to the Album of the Year. Boy, was he wrong. Here's Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN.
I will drive. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice.
children's pie. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you.
Racine Luther and Racine Park boys basketball game postponed because of the cold weather. It's being played tonight. And yeah, you'll hear the game here starting at 6:30 with the pregame. Tip off at 7 on WRJN. Half an hour from now, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And this is a song that was a hit twice. You'll hear the first version of this, the instrumental version. Two different bands did this song in two different years, back-to-back years. The first time it was an instrumental. The second time it had lyrics to it. You'll hear the instrumental version. Roughly a half an hour from now, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, and the Gobbler. Or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
American bands that gave the Beatles a run for their money during Beatlemania, the Four Seasons. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Baby, all I want
spill your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Finish for the Righteous Brothers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. As far as the local news goes, here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Unusually cold temperatures means there's only one way to go. Mid-30s by the weekend and maybe 40s next week. The notifications from the National Weather Service are done for now. Snow is possible for areas today and tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. There may be some mail delays in Racine County today. There was a water main break at the post office in Burlington on Pine. At around 10:30 last night, a report came in about water pouring out from inside the building. Burlington water crews were called in to help. There's a Sturtevant screening of a movie tribute to the Uke. Marcus Theaters is paying tribute to Bob Uecker by showing the classic comedy Major League at select theaters across the state. That includes the Marcus Theater in Racine County. In honor of Mr. Baseball's 54 years with the Brewers, tickets are at $5.40. A portion of the proceeds from the screenings will be donated to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation that supports local nonprofits. And high school basketball fans across the state will be watching Racine tonight. Racine Lutheran, one of Wisconsin's six remaining undefeated teams, takes on Racine Park with only one loss. The game was moved from its original slot last night. We'll have live coverage of the hardwood contest starting at 6:30 tonight on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
I want.
closing in on another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget in minutes on WRJN.
Bus stop wet day, she's there, I say, be shell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her.
to the Genesee Theater February 28th with the Association. Yes, you can win freebies from WRJN. There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Now, here's a song that came out in 1968 and 1969. Two separate versions by two separate bands. Now, the first version is today's nugget. But let me play you a part of the second version that came out in 1969. It's called Grazing in the Grass. The second version that you just heard from the Friends of Distinction. Here is the first version, went all the way to number one in 1968. From South Africa, Hugh Masekela, WRJN. A cool song. Made number one for 2 weeks, summer of 1968. On WRJN is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget by Hugh Masekela. His mentor was Harry Belafonte. Coming up in, well, tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. This one is an interesting song because, well, it was the second hit for Tommy James, and he'll tell you. Having that first hit is nice, but the second hit, the follow-up, is the most important. And that follow-up hit, after Hanky Panky, is a song you'll hear tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Beautiful. I'm the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you have Disney Plus or can get in front of somebody's TV where they have Disney Plus, watch. It's either the Get Back movie or the Let It Be movie. I forget which. They're kind of interchangeable in my mind. But in one of those two movies, you'll see Paul McCartney invent this song. Comes out of nowhere. Here's Get Back, the Beatles. On the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, get back.
WRJN.
Time.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration will send more troops to the southern border. CBS's Cammy McCormick has details.
1,500 active duty troops will be deployed, though it's unclear exactly where along the border with Mexico, and their numbers could fluctuate. They'll join 2,500 National Guard forces already stationed in the area, and they're expected to provide logistical support to Border Patrol agents, like building barriers.
President Trump has stopped all admissions of people who are supposed to be allowed into the U.S. under refugee programs. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more from the White House.
Essentially, anyone in the U.S. refugee admissions program who's trying to come in from overseas and may have been sponsored by a U.S. citizen now has got to sit tight or may never, at least in the next 4 years, get an opportunity to get in unless they can find some other way.
At least two students have been wounded in a shooting at Antioch High School in Nashville. No word yet on their conditions. Police say the shooter shot themselves and the situation is contained. Elon Musk is questioning the big AI project President Trump announced yesterday. CBS's Christopher Cruz has that story.
On his social media platform X, Musk claimed at least two of the companies backing the project don't have enough money to make good.